Children, have you ever gone for a walk with your family? Maybe your papa and your mama and your younger brothers and sisters. And maybe sometimes you run ahead a little ways and then wait for your mama and papa and your little brother and sister to catch up. Ever been on a walk like that before? Well, you can imagine that our life in this world is a little bit like that, where we are walking along a path, and who is our Heavenly Father?
The Lord.
The Lord is our Heavenly Father. So He's walking along the path with us, and where are we walking to? Where does the path lead?
Heaven.
To heaven, that's right. So here is a psalm. This is a song, a poem that King David wrote, and he's asking the Lord, please help me see the right path and not get off onto the wrong path. Show me your ways, the ways you want me to go. So here, listen to this psalm and see if you can hear what David says, asking the Lord to show him the way. A psalm of David. To thee, O Yehovah, you know, Yehovah is another name for our Heavenly Father. I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Also, let all who wait for thee not be ashamed. So you can imagine running ahead on the path and then waiting for your father and mother to catch up and make sure that you're on the right path. So that's what David says. Let all who wait for thee not be ashamed. Let them be ashamed who deal treacherously without a cause. That means people who are sneaky and want to hurt us. Let them be ashamed. Make me to know thy ways, O Yehovah. Teach me thy paths. Make me to tread or walk in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. Means you're the God who keeps me safe on my journey. For thee I wait all the day. Remember thy compassions, O Yehovah, and thy mercies, for they are from eternity. The sins of my youth and my transgressions do not remember. According to thy mercy, remember me, because of thy goodness, O Yehovah. Good and upright is Yehovah. Therefore, he will instruct sinners in the way. That means when we do something wrong, we are sinners against the Lord will teach us. Here's how you've walked off the right path, but here, let me show you how to come back onto the right path again. That's what he's talking about there. When he says that he will instruct sinners in the way, he will make the meek or humble to walk in judgment, to use good judgment about what paths they take. And he will teach the humble his way. All the paths of Yehovah are mercy and truth to those who observe his covenant and his testimonies. Do you have any idea what the Lord means by his covenant and his testimonies that we should follow? Well, it's his word, and it's especially his Ten Commandments. Now, I'm going to read one sentence out of this book, which is from the Lord's second coming, called Divine Providence. And it's also about the Lord leading us on paths, on secret paths. It says, the Lord's divine providence is like what happens to a man who is in the company of an enemy. So he's walking along with an enemy who is planning to kill him, but he doesn't know it. He doesn't know that his enemy is planning to kill him. And a friend comes along and leads him away by unknown paths and afterwards discloses to him what his enemy was planning to do. So that's also about the way. Who do you think in that little story, who is the friend who leads the man away to be safe? The Lord, that's right. So imagine there's a girl who's, let's say, 7 years old, And her family is going for a walk in the woods. And she's got two little siblings, a younger brother and a sister. And so it's a beautiful spring day, and she's full of energy, so she runs ahead down the path just because it feels so good to run. And along comes her father and mother behind. They have to go more slowly because of her little brother and sister. And then she turns a corner in the path, so she doesn't see her father and mother behind. And then she meets a man there, and he's walking along too. And he's so friendly, and they begin to chat. And then after a little while, he says to her, "I know where there's a beautiful waterfall. Let's go off of this path and go down this path instead, and we'll go see the waterfall." And so he starts down the path, and she's starting to follow him. Meanwhile, her father notices that he hasn't seen her in a little while, so he comes jogging along the path, and he sees when they turn off the path and start going towards the man. The man says the waterfall is. And he comes quietly up behind her, his daughter, and he taps her on the shoulder, and he says, "Come with me." And so they turn off that path that goes down that way. They turn onto another path. And pretty soon they can't see that man, and they begin to hear him calling for her. But of course, they don't answer him. And they follow this path around, and they come to a road, and there happens to be a police car there. So they tell the policeman about this man who wanted to lead her to the waterfall. And the policeman says, "There's no waterfall there." And so he gets in his car and he starts to talk on his radio. And then the father and the little girl go find their mama and her brother and sister, and they have a great picnic and they go home. Now this is a little picture. This is sort of like our life in this natural world. We know who our Heavenly Father is, who's taking care of us. And who would be this bad man that wants to hurt us but pretends to be our friend? Who is that like, do you think? Yes?
Evil spirits.
Evil spirits, yeah. They say to us, "Don't stay on the path which your father wants you to walk on, the Lord's path. Take this side path. It'll be more interesting and fun, and you'll see some neat things there. Don't keep the Lord's commandments. Let's break the Lord's commandments today, and we'll go a different way, and it'll be more fun for you." That's what the evil spirits say to us. And they pretend to be our good friends, but really they want to hurt us. That's what they're trying to do. And it seems as though our Father is out of sight. We don't see him. Like, the Lord is here with us right this minute, but do we see him? We don't see him with our natural eyes, do we? But the Lord is here right now. He's watching very carefully. And so whenever we turn off the path, the Lord is with us. And he comes along and he leads us back onto the right path as soon as we're willing to follow him. And even if we're not willing to follow him, if we insist on going off on the wrong path, the Lord stays with us. And he protects us from getting hurt worse than we would be otherwise, as much as we're willing. And as soon as we're willing, he instructs us, he teaches us, here's how you can get back. You're way off the path, but here's how you can get back on the right path that's going to lead you to heaven and keep you safe and happy again. So this beautiful psalm and the teaching from divine providence teaches us that the Lord is always watching over us. No matter what happens to us in our life, whether it seems happy or sad, the Lord is watching over us, so we should trust in him. And another thing it teaches us is that we can follow the Lord better and better. We can learn to hear his voice more clearly. We can understand what he's saying. We can pay attention when the Lord taps us on the shoulder and says, "Come with me this way instead." We can learn to recognize him. How do we do that? How do we learn to follow the Lord better? How do we learn to follow the Lord better and better? It's by reading his word. That's how. So we can read the word a little bit every day, and that way we will hear the Lord's voice, and it will be easier for us to be led by the Lord. And we can pray to the Lord, just as David did, "Please, Lord, make me to know thy paths. Teach me thy paths. Make me to walk in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God who keeps me safe." Amen.